Last week's game, of course, we didn't play well enough to win. We didn't make enough plays. They made more plays than us. That was our game. We didn't play it well. We lost, and we own it. But now we're moving on to the next one, and we're obviously getting ready to play the Bears. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Pat, a lot of teams have played man against you. It seemed like Minnesota mixed in a little more zone than you guys have seen. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, they played mostly single safety middle, but they mixed it up man and zone.
Did any of that, because you guys have seen so much man lately, did any of that, you think, rattle Nick at all? Or
no. No, we were ready for it.
Why is it better to dictate the run-pass ratio based on a matchup as opposed to going in a game and saying this player should have X amount of carries or X amount of touches?
Yeah, we do what we have to do to win the game. Sometimes you run it more than you throw it. Sometimes you throw it more than you run it.
And why is
we? I think what happens is everybody after the game is over looks at the numbers and says, that's why you didn't win. And no, we do what we have to do to win the game.
Overall, your red zone numbers aren't great, comparatively speaking, but there have been some quantifications there. I mean, I think you had some kneel downs inside the red zone, et cetera. Do you guys view that as something that needs to be addressed, the performance there of late, or do you say, no, we're pretty good?
Whether you're good or bad in situational football, you always work on it. So typically, we're always working on third down. We're always working on a red zone. We're always looking in a four-minute situation where you're trying to end the game when you're ahead, and then you're also working on clutch situations where you're trying to win the game by being behind. So we work on that all the time, regardless of what the numbers say we are.
What do you see in the red zone, though? What's going on?
What about?
The red zone. Why isn't it working better?
Well, I think we are scoring a lot of touchdowns down there. We're scoring a lot of touchdowns from out. And there are times when we have a bad player, too, that, as you know, if you have a bad player, too, it limits your chances of getting in. But I think for the most part, we feel good about the stuff we're doing. We just got to do some of it better.
Zach Ertz had more snaps this week than Brent Celek. Is there a reason for that? I think it was the first
time. Go ahead.
Ertz had more snaps at tight end than Celek.
No reason. No reason. It just played out that way.
I understand you can have a difference in the run-pass ratio, but what circumstances is, you know, a leading rusher in the league getting only 8 carries an advantage to? How does that?
Well, I think typically you do what you think you got to do to win the football game. And we were behind, as you know. And we felt like we had favorable matchups throwing the football as well. They were down to their fourth and fifth corner. So, you know, I think that plays into it. Then there were a couple times when we certainly might have handed him the ball where Nick pulled it. A couple times where runs were called where we threw bubbles. So, you know, there's a lot going on there. And so when you just kind of look at it after the game on one piece of paper, there's also the rest of the story.
The behind thing there, you guys were 14 behind the week before in the second half, and you guys stuck with the run there.
Right. Would we agree the week before those were less than favorable conditions to throw the football? I think we're all, most reasonable folks would say that.
What was your overall?
I mean, but that would have something to do with it. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys,
I know where you're going with this, and I think it's important that – it's very important that we're efficient running the football. It's also very important that we're efficient and explosive throwing the football. We chose to throw the ball more than run it, and there were reasons for it. And I think that's not something you'll see every week.
Your overall assessment of Nick's play on Sunday, and were there any mechanical issues on some of his overthrows, and did you see anything on tape?
I think it could be said for everybody that played. There's a handful of things I know Nick would like back. There were some obvious plays where the ball was thrown inaccurately. You know, of course, you don't want to throw an interception like the one we did, and there's reason why interceptions occur. But I think just generally speaking, Nick's one of all the offensive players and coaches. We just got to tighten it back up.
When the ball sails a little bit on some of those throws, is that a mechanical thing, a footwork thing, or just in general when a quarterback sails it?
Which throw are you talking about?
I think there were a few early that, I think that the week before the one to
Riley. Initially, typically when the ball sails, you know, you can point back to, you know, numerous things, you know. His front shoulder's not down. He's not stepping into it. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen. So we'd have to talk about the throw specifically. But Nick works extremely hard on his fundamentals each week. We know he's naturally a very good decision maker and naturally a very accurate passer. And he'll get that stuff fixed.
Chip is very adamant about thinking that time of possession is overrated, not a significant stat. Do you agree with that entirely?
I think this game is about scoring points. That's what this game's about. And, you know, you can hold the ball. You know, we've seen teams that have tried to go against explosive offenses, and you hold the ball, hold the ball, and then all of a sudden you kick a field goal. And then they get back on the field, and then in two plays score a touchdown. The last time I checked, you're down 7-3. So I guess my point is those are all things that get talked about after. And I think what's important is that we're efficient. You want to advance the football efficiently, which means you're getting first downs, which means you're probably getting more plays. And then aside from that, you want to score points. And I think there's times when you score a touchdown on one or two plays in a drive where that's just as good as running it for a bunch of times. And, you know, we just – it's about points.
Have you ever been around coaches, though, that do think that's a very important number at the end of the game?
What?
The whole like, being able to control the football is that
– Yeah, I mean, I think when you think about it, you know, if their offense isn't on the field, that's one thing. But what's important is what you do with the ball when you have it, and that's scoring points. And I think that's the way we look at it.
At the third and one run inside the 24.
Sure.
How much time do you have to kind of get a look at that and replay it? Do you think it was close? I mean,
the third and one, yeah. We, from our view, the ball was down before the line. That was pretty obvious to us.
Oh, so, down before the line.
Yeah. So, and we knew we had to get to the line. So, in that case, a lot of times it's not spotted on the line, so you know it might not be as obvious. So, some conversation was made of that, but we saw it.
It looked like Kelsey had a pull on that, and Harriman's had a linebacker block. Did Shady kind of bounce that out a little bit? I mean, if he had gone behind Kelsey or behind Todd, you think about
that was a man scheme, and they had guys running to the play. We just need to do a better job of blocking it, and you know, we need to get a yard. We got to get a yard.
Even when Nick goes through some rough patches during the game, where he's not as consistent as
sure.
he normally is, it rarely turns into a turnover. There's been two the last 2 weeks. I understand that, but is that just good fortune overall, or is there something more to that?
No, he's got a very balanced psyche. He doesn't let things, you know, rile him up, and you know, I think he played consistently, at least mentally, through the game, you know, and you know, hey, the games are not always going to be perfect, and that's where the mental toughness comes in, is you play the last play, and you move on to the next one, and if there's corrections to be made, you do it quickly and move on.
So the 10 plus.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That the fact that if he'll sail a throw, it's rarely ending up in an interception. Or, you know, is that kind of good luck for him, or is there more to it than that?
No, I don't know. I don't think he's got a horseshoe in his pocket or anything. I mean, you know, I think you make your own luck too. And I think his fundamentals are pretty good, and he makes good decisions, so that keeps the ball out of harm's way.
It's been 10-plus months now working with Chip. What have you learned about him that you didn't know when you took the job?
Oh, I don't know. I think we learn something about each other every day that sometimes you can't verbalize. I've enjoyed the process. I've enjoyed it's a different mindset. You know, I guess I was traditional NFL, and now being with Chip, we're trying to do the same thing that every coach is trying to do, especially on offense, score more points than the next team and be better than the team you play on the day you play them. Like when we play the Bears, we don't need to be better than them on Saturday or Monday. We got to be better than them on Sunday. And then that's the mindset. And then do everything you can to get the players ready to play, you know, and cut out all the fat and just do the things that are important. And so I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the process, and I've enjoyed working with the players with the new kind of set of, ways of training that Chip has put in place.
Jackson has set career marks across the board, two games still to play. You got to see him a little bit when you were scouting him probably last year. Is he better now at this point in his career, or is this a product of the offense?
Deshaun, I was with Deshaun previous when I was here before, so we all know what he is as a player. The last shallow cross he caught, we ran down the field. I mean, we know what he is as a player. I think he's embraced the change, which is not always easy to do for a veteran player. He's embraced it. He's bought into everything that's going on, and I think he's seeing, you know, he's reaping the rewards, at least statistically. And I think when he has production, it's good for all of us.
But he's getting new ways to get – I mean, he's catching a lot of balls out of the backfield. You guys line up in the backfield. You line him out in the slot. I mean, are these new ways
we feel like it's a good thing to get him the football, and we're trying to find creative ways to do it.
Speaking of Deshaun, what was your view of the interception play? It seemed like he didn't chase Sean Prater after the interception.
Yeah, again, there's probably different views of it. You know, there's times when the ball goes up where you're focused on the ball, you know, and you know, when you went to look for the ball, you had a view of where the corner was, and then it changes for whatever reason. So I think what was good about that play is Coop did a good job of getting him on the ground.
Just the running after him and yeah. Tackling.
Was he, yeah, I was you he know, I didn't have a problem. We got him on the ground. That's what's important.
Pat, Deshaun's an emotional guy. You okay with what went on the sideline?
Well, I think what happens, that's not the first or the last time you're going to see emotional players on the sideline. And what's important is that there's developed relationships with everybody, and there's not a problem as we move forward. So I think we would all agree this is a very physical game played by emotional, competitive people. And what's important is we just control our emotions. That's all.
I mean, Deshaun and Coach McNeil are good, and there's nothing moving forward.
We're great. Everybody's great. We're moving forward. It's all about the Bears.
Let's follow to what you said earlier about Chip. What is noticeably different from the traditional NFL model?
Well, you know, you've felt it by when we do our press conferences because of the days that we train. You know, length of meetings, length of practice, tempos in practice, so all things that I think have had a good effect on the players.
Pat, you were here for L.J. Smith's best years. You watched Brent Celek, his first few years.
Sure.
I think you drafted the kid in Cleveland, tight end, who's having a good year.
Yeah, Jordan Cameron.
How does Zach kind of compare, and are you seeing a lot of growth week to week?
Yeah, I think he's similar to those guys that you would say came in as primarily pass catchers. I think you want to be able to play a total game as a tight end, which means you got to develop as a blocker so that you can play more than just third downs, you know, first, second, third down. And I think he's made progress through the year.
What about
and we saw the other night. I mean, he can make acrobatic catches. And if you're a tight end, you can't catch the ball, then I don't, you know, and he can do that.
Pat, for all of the problems that the Bears have had on defense with injuries and whatnot, as you've studied them, what's the carryover? What impresses you as something that they're still doing well with their defense?
Well, certainly they've had injuries, and they're playing through them, but they're playing hard. They're opportunistic. They get stops at the right time, and you know they've contributed to their wins. You know they score a lot of points on defense, and you know they'll get turnovers at the right time. You know, they'll give up some yards, but most teams do these days. You know, but I think they find a way to get a team stopped at the right time. I know Mel Tucker very well. I think he does an outstanding job.
You saw Polk on the field more than Bryce. Is that the direction you're going now with number two running back?
No, that's just the way that one worked out.
You got some untimely sacks Sunday. Yeah, a couple on third and short, one on first and goal.
Yeah.
Common thread there? I mean, coverage?
A couple times it was coverage. You know, there's certainly a couple of times where we would have liked to have thrown the ball away. You know, every once in a while they just, you know, they storm the castle on you, you know, and we got to just do a good job of getting rid of the football or checking it down. But there was nothing common.
Putting Deshaun in the backfield at times, what kind of dimension does that add to the offense?
Well, you know, it affects the defense because they got to decide how they want to cover him if they're in man and where they put that man player. And then if they're playing zone, then, of course, him running out of the backfield, then he could get a matchup with a linebacker. So that's two easy ways.
Two more guys.
It's like it's a boy or a girl. It's man, you know, we're in a zone, you know.
That was back to Ertz. I mean, to make that one-handed catch. I mean, do you see that a lot from him in practice or –
Is
he at Stanford, or is that kind
of? No, he's always been an outstanding pass receiver. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that when he makes those catches, they're terrific. But we expect that, you know, he'll make a contested catch, and he's done a good job of that.
Pat, with that process of taking a guy who's just primarily receiving tight end in college and trying to make him a block, you know, an all-around guy, how long do you generally allow for that process? Yeah, you've had guys who've kind of made that transition. How long a process is that?
Well, it takes time. You know, and I think, you know, he's a rookie that's playing a lot of football in his first year, much like Lane Johnson, you know. And so those rookies that's, you know, we're always telling the same story with them. They got a lot to learn, you know. And I think, you know, you like to see improvement throughout the year. he's very fortunate, just like Jordan Cameron was in Cleveland, getting a ton of reps as a rookie, which doesn't happen a lot. And you can see the benefit of it in their second year. So we'd anticipate that he's going to be hugely better as a total tight end in year two than he is here in year one.
Thanks.
Good. All right.